everyone. Welcome back to the Christian Racketeers podcast, where we impart, inspire, influence, and impact your nonprofit to skyrocket to the next level. I am your host, Shawnee Pinkasic, and I am here today with my friend, Rebecca Garcia. And Rebecca, we have been having this amazing, amazing conversation about getting focused and why it's so key in this hour, in this season, for us as believers to get focused. And we've talked about some of the distractions that people can face. So we were talking about the importance of getting out in nature. And I remember this moment where my children all started fighting and yelling at one another. And I almost wanted to call the police because everybody was just like, it was so bad. It was one of those moments like, God, why do I do what you have me do? You know, I see those ministries with the perfect families and they stand up there with their pictures. And I'm like, God, that's not my family. Like, you don't see these kids right now. And I remember just go outside. And I remember what you had told me in coaching. You had told me to go outside and just take a breather. And I remember standing out there and I prayed for God to give me a breath of wind. And the wind was still. There was no wind. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit breathed this breath of air in my face. And I remember feeling the breath. And it was like with that breath, I was reinvigorated. The house started to calm down. Because I got my focus off of who's going to hurt who, what's going to happen in there, what are people, you know, all those things, the distractions that, you know, the stuff, the junk is what I would like to call it, and just went out. So in those moments, how does just like that breath help us to get back into him, not us?
Yeah. And you said it. What happens, and actually in my little notes here, is that the enemy wants to shine the spotlight on the challenge and the problem. Look at this thing. And it seems like this, you know, it seems like a little thing, and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And it might be a tiny little thing. I mean, yours was a bigger thing, right? It was your, you know, what was going on with the kids. Sometimes it's a little tiny thing that gets magnified and blown up by the enemy. Sometimes it is a big thing, but the enemy wants you to focus on the challenge. And we do, we get distracted and we get so focused on the challenge that we forget how big our God is. We forget who our God is, but I think we get distracted from how big our God is and what God can do for us. It's like, oh, wait a minute. I have the power of the God of the universe to help me. What am I doing? What am I thinking? But we get so caught up in that moment and it's hard to get out. And sometimes we need a lifeline. We need a support system. And that's, I think what Christian Women Entrepreneurs Network is. I think that's what our churches are. I think that's what Christian Rocketeers is. There are having a community of other supporters and people who are going to lift your arms when you're tired, who are going to point you to Christ, who are going to pray for you when you're in the midst of that storm. And it is a refreshing, right? When you do hear someone, it's take and break that down and point you back to the Lord. That's that refreshment, right? It's like, oh, that's that fresh wind as you're speaking. It's like, okay, let me catch my breath. And so going outside, stepping outside of that spotlight that the enemy's got, shining on that issue, you're breaking that and you're getting away from that and turning away from it. So you've got to turn away from it so that you can hear the voice of God. You can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. Being able to get that fresh wind, that fresh anointing from the Holy Spirit, because you've stepped away from the challenge and the problem. When you're in it, it just continues to suck you in. You get swirled in it. When you step out of it, you can get the presence of the Holy Spirit. You can hear God's voice. You can feel the sense of something different, right? But when you're in it, you think that's all there is. So you have to pull away. You have to step out of it. If it's hard for you, reach out to someone. Reaching out to others is so important. So knowing who is on your team that will help point you to those things. And that's why I like nature, because if you go outside or you go to your window, if it's raining or whatever, if you go to your window, if you go to a place where you can see something beautiful, God created that for you. That's your break. That's a piece of self-care. Getting out in nature, God created the things in nature for us to give us that peace, that break, that beauty, looking at creation he created. And so taking the focus off of what that challenge is, taking the focus off of the chaos or out of the issue. But sometimes we're so caught up in it that it's really hard to do that. So having people in your circle who you trust, who can help point you to that. There's a book, and I don't know if you've heard of this book before, called Fresh Wind, Fresh Fire. I think it's Jim Cimbala. Years and years ago, the name of the book, when you said fresh wind, or I said fresh wind, it reminded me of that book. And it really is about having that refreshing. We need a refreshing. And it's okay to ask for and seek that refreshing every day, right? Because those challenges are going to continue to come at you. And especially if you're doing God's work, the enemy doesn't want you to do God's work. The enemy doesn't want you to save people's lives and change people's lives and have an impact. But that's our calling and our purpose, is to have an impact, to show other people who God is, to be an ambassador for Christ. The enemy doesn't want that. And so if we know that, then we can do the things that are necessary to help us when we get into those places where we're being that spiritual warfare.
And that's something you will face as a business owner and a nonprofit leader. You will face that spiritual warfare. I think of the people that come to me and say, but God gave me this dream of this building, you know, that is going to help these orphan children, and I don't have the finances yet, or I don't have the volunteers, or my board walked away from me. You know, and those are the distractions that they look at. That is a distraction. And they look at, oh, poor me. And oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? And instead of just taking a pause, like you're saying, that, you know, getting out in nature, you know, whatever that looks like in that situation, and just reassessing, like your father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Recession, no recession. You have all you need in Christ. He, you know, like what you said, you were created, born for this, you know, positioned for this hour and the season. He knew from the beginning of time that you were going to be in this 2023 moment. He knew everything was going to happen to bring you to this moment, to position you to impact those that he's called you to impact. And so we get caught up in the I don't have, instead of what's in our hand. How do we use it?
I think a lot of times, too, that vision or that dream that we have, it may not manifest itself in the way that we imagine it, but God gives us that picture, that dream, that vision to get us to step out of the boat, right? It's like, okay, here's what you can have. And it may not come at the time you want it to come. God's timing and our timing are not always the same. Somebody posted in our group about God's time, because I had talked about, you know, sometimes God's the last minute on time God. That was kind of a title I gave to God when I was going through something. We were getting ready to move, and we said yes to moving out of our beautiful city to another city. Where we didn't know anyone, or we had no family and nothing. And we said yes, and we thought, well, if we're going to be obedient, we say yes, well, God's going to So we were called to move from the place that we'd lived almost our whole lives, our family, our friends, our church, my CWIN community, and we were called to move, and we said yes. And I thought, okay, we said yes after much prayer and back and forth. How many times do you wrestle with God? Okay. Finally said yes. And I thought, well, we said yes, so everything is going to fall into place. But that didn't happen. And we were down to 2 weeks before we were supposed to move, and we still didn't have a home. And I had made several visits and several attempts, and it just wasn't happening. And that's when, and God did finally obviously come through, because here we are. I didn't fall off of the face of the earth. we actually did find a place, and it was the right place. But that's when I gave God the title, the last minute on time God, because it felt like the last minute for me and my husband, but he was right on time. He already knew. So I had someone in my life who said, Rebecca, you have to be patient. What do you, you know, I felt like I was acting like that entitled child, you know, where's my house? Where's my home?
Yeah. And I think about, you know, when we take those steps of faith, you knew God was calling you to move. You knew he was calling you. You know, it's supposed to be, you know, I remember when we had taken those leaps of faith, it was supposed to look like perfect because, you know, we're obedient believers and God's just going to line everything up for us. And often he does. So I'm not saying that doesn't happen, but I think about when we moved down here to Florida and, you know, it didn't line up. It didn't look like what God, and I remember sitting here and sitting with you and going, did God really call us to Florida? Like, what is going on here? Like, what do I need to do? Am I out of, you know, I was like, am I Jonah right now? Am I out of God's will? What's going on? And then really it took embracing the fact that, yes, I was called to the area God had called me to. It was simply just an attack of the enemy and seeing it as such. And so I think that it's our perspective as believers, because, you know, we see things and it's supposed to be that sunshine and rainbows that, you know, so many people say the Christian life is. I got news for you guys. And Rebecca does too. It's not like that.
It's not. And I think sometimes it's like, you know, and the person, you know, my trusted advisor who brought me back to reality. And I felt like, wow, after I had talked to her, I felt like, wow, am I acting like an entitled child or what? Well, I said, yes. So therefore everything should be perfect, which, you know, it's not. And then we question, well, did I hear God right? Am I, you know, am I doing the right thing? Am I taking the right steps? And so then it causes you to question. So then there's another set of distractions and circumstances. And that's why it, again, so important to get back to focus. It's like, okay, the event ends up being the focus, the chaos, the move, the, you know, the whatever you believe things are supposed to be like can be the distraction. And it's hard to trust day by day, moment by moment. We're human and God knows we're human. I think that's what we forget, is we forget that God knows we are human. He knows our thoughts. He knows, and he's so full of grace, right? He tells us in scripture to focus on those things. What scripture verse is it, Shawnee? The things that are lovely and...
Yeah, Philippians. Yeah.
Yes, Philippians. Yes, that it's so important, and have to bring ourselves back to that. And then the scripture in Matthew 6 about don't worry about tomorrow. My goodness, we had to stand on that one. And we keep coming back to Joshua 1:9. Do not be discouraged. Do not be afraid. Right. And focusing on the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And we even have that one over our fireplace. So we have to stay focused and put those scripture verses in front of you. Hobby Lobby has lots of those signs with those verses on them. That's where we got ours. That was the first piece I bought for this new house. And it's still sitting in front of us. And we 4.5 years later, we were praying this morning, my husband and I, and we referenced it this morning because we had a need to be focused, get back to focus on what does God say? What does God want? What is God doing? Well, you don't know if you get out of alignment with him, and it's easy to do. And I always tell this little thing is, it's like, if you get off track, because, well, what if I don't follow God's will? What if I read him wrong? He's not going to open that trap door to hell and say, you missed the boat. Right?
Yep.
You're done for. No, he will redirect you. He wants you to succeed. He's going to redirect you. Are you listening? Are you?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's so, so good. No, you may not. But thank you. Yeah. So and I.
For those, are you looking for those positive things? Are you looking for those things out there that counter all of the lies that we hear or that we even come up with and tell ourselves?
Yeah, because it's so key to being that empowered, brave, courageous you know, business owner and nonprofit leader? Because, I mean, you know, as you told me when I came to you, you're like, you're on the front line here. You know, you're doing the work God's called you to do. And each of us, we're on the front line when we say yes to the calling that God has placed on our hearts and our lives, you know. And so you're on the front line. Be prepared for battle. Get your armor on. I think the biggest thing is we go into battle and we, you know, we want to put on that right armor like Saul gives to David, where he gives him that big armor and it's heavy, and it's not the right armor. The right armor, you know, is not always that picture perfect, you know, business plan or whatever strategy that someone has laid out for you, or those ads you see on Facebook. Oh my goodness, we won't get started there. that you click on and you're like, this download is going to give me all that I need for it's, you know, truly, guys. I mean, there are some great downloads out there and we have some ourselves, but they're not your answer.
Yeah.
Your answer is in, you know, seeking him first. That seek first the kingdom and all will be added. So are you seeking the Lord in your day? Are you taking that meeting time with God? You know, one of the things I hear often is, well, I don't have time because my life is so busy. It's so crazy. It's so this, it's so that. And I like to say, I am a mom of 12. I have 10 kids at home right now. When I did not prioritize my time with God, you can see it. You can see it in my kids. You can see it in the way I react to situations. You can see it. It's evident. But when I've taken that time, it starts at 15 minutes and sometimes can go, you know, much further. It just depends on the day. But prioritizing that is the key to success.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can get it anywhere. I mean, yes, you want to sit down physically and read God's word. You can, you know, you can turn on scripture on your phone and take that into the bathroom while you're taking a shower, if need be. You can pray anytime, no matter where you are. We were talking earlier before we started about, you know, there are distractions, and my husband saw me wiping down the counters. I didn't need to be wiping down the counters in his eyes at that particular moment. And I really didn't need to, but for me, it was part of my processing, right? It's like, I need to do this. This is where I'm processing, and I have to have this other distraction to be able to focus. And that's another thing that we didn't talk about. And I want to talk about that too, if you'll allow me to, Shawnee, is that some of us are neurodivergent. You know, we hear ADHD, neurodivergence. And I think that we think it's a disability. And I see a lot of people who are in business and in ministries who have creativity, who are problem solvers. And sometimes there's that neurodivergence, and that's a superpower. If we take that and look at it as a superpower, it allows us, it's not just about being distracted. You can hyper-focus. And so part of being neurodivergent or ADHD or anything like that is it allows us to also hyper-focus, and people don't necessarily understand that part of it. But being able to hyper-focus, which takes a lot of energy to hyper-focus on something, and if you're focusing on the right thing in those amounts of time that work for you, and for me, it's not past 90 minutes. Okay. Sometimes it's 60 minutes. It could be 30 minutes for you. But knowing that it's okay to hyper-focus on that thing and then take that break and that breather to get back. And so for me, wiping down the counters, I was overwhelmed by some things that were happening this morning in my household. And so wiping down the counters for me allowed me to focus on what was happening. And so for my husband, it looked like I was being distracted and wasn't doing, you're supposed to be doing all of these things. It's like, nope, it's part of my process. Let me wipe the counter. I'll be done in a minute. And so whatever it is for you, give yourself grace and know that we're all designed differently. We don't need to follow. You're not cookies. Okay. God didn't take a cookie cutter and make us with the same pattern. You're not a cookie. You are you. You have a unique set of gifts, talents, abilities, and you've gone through experiences and circumstances that have formed you into who you are, which is why you can't compare yourself to other people and what they're doing on social media or anywhere else. So stop being a cookie, okay? Stop following what everybody else is saying you're supposed to do. Take that information, make sure, if I can just say this, whatever you do use, vet it first.
Yep.
Make sure that it's someone, and you have to go deeper than the surface, okay? There are a lot of people who will see something at face value and they'll say, this is the thing that's going to help me. And it may, but it also might lead you down a path you don't want to go. And it's a slippery slope. So do your due diligence before you say yes to anything, and do your research and find out and vet it first. And even then, after you say yes to something, filter it through God's word. What does God say about this?
And he'll show you, you know, for me, he's shown me along the way that I'm, you know, in learning to listen more to the Holy Spirit, which I often wonder, do I know how to do, which through our wonderful partner at CWN, Chris Taylor, she's helped me see that I do and have for a long time. I just was questioning, you know, in that question stage, you know, take it to that, because that's where you'll know, you know. And when you get that check in your spirit, listen to it. It's there for a reason. Yes. You know, the Holy Spirit speaks to you. He's personal.
Yes.
And so you need to listen to that.
Yes.
All right, guys, I'm going to take one more commercial break and we'll be back to wrap up our conversation. And we hope you stay tuned. We've got some good nuggets for you.
Why become a sponsor at Mercy's Life Family? Sponsors at Mercy's Life Family are ending sex trafficking. They are healing girls physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially to put them back on their feet in just 3 short years for themselves and their babies to be self-sustaining. That's what you get at Mercy's Life Family sponsorship. In addition to that, you get a prayer card with the story of your girl or your baby so you can pray over them. You get behind the scenes access to be able to see day-to-day life in Kenya and what life is like for the girls at the house and how they're developing. You get that and so much more. Join us in sponsorship today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Christian Rocketeers podcast, where we impart, inspire, impact, and influence your nonprofit to skyrocket to the next level. Get focused has been our topic today, and we both had some distractions during this episode, but we've had so much fun chatting and talking about what it means to truly get focused on what the Lord is calling and positioning you for in this season. Rebecca, in our wrap up, you've got some incredible verses to leave our listeners with. So why don't we start there?
Okay. Yes, I have a few here that are some of my favorites. Philippians 1:6, being confident. And this is from the Amplified, being confident, sure, certain, persuaded of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. One of my favorite scriptures about focus. Matthew 6:33, seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. This is about being purposeful. Colossians 3:23. This is the Amplified as well. And I do this for the sake of the gospel, so that I may share in its blessings with you. We're here to share blessings with others, and that's from our purpose and our calling. 1 Corinthians 9:26, again from the Amplified. Therefore, I do not run without a definite goal. I do not flail around like one beating the air, shadow boxing. And then, well, 1 Corinthians 9:23, and I had it somewhere, but I don't have it in front of me. I guess it didn't print out. But I like looking at 26 and then 23. Mm-hmm. And then Philippians 3:13, I do not count myself as having apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Another distraction, just one more in closing, is the things from our past.
Yep.
Some of the things from our past can be a distraction. We can get held back by what was, wishing something else, being stuck in the past. get help to overcome those, get past those, work beyond those. That's been the blessing in my life, is being able to be an overcomer and overcome all of the things. And I've been through a lot of things, and a lot of you have as well, being able to overcome. Don't be just a survivor, be an overcomer. With Christ, those are possible, and with help. And there's lots of help out there in the Christian community, in the ministry communities, to help you. Christian Rocketeers is here to help you. Christian Women Entrepreneurs Network is also there to help you as well.
Yeah, I think we get caught up in the past because we look at, you know, our mistakes. Mm-hmm. And we look at all the things that we did wrong instead of looking at what we've done right.
What's ahead?
Our story shapes us as believers to be resilient, to be able to be who He's created us to be. You know, your story is not, you know, it's not just a mess. I think so many of us, we look at the mess of our lives. Mm-hmm. You know, like for me, I had childhood trauma. So, you know, my childhood trauma, you know, you could look at that and people will say, well, oh, you didn't turn to drugs and you didn't do this and you didn't do that and do that. But no, there were other things. I turned to worry, anxiety, fear was, you know, and continues to sometimes creep up on me of, you know, those fears, those lies. And then the thing about it is that's not where we are today. We need to look at where God's brought us from.
Yes. And your story's not over. Yeah. The story isn't ended until the day you die. Your story's not over. So there's an opportunity to continue to rewrite and write that story. And everything that you've been through and have overcome, and Shawnee, you and I have both been through trauma in our childhoods and our past, and the enemy can reflect that and try to jab at us in those places. And that's where the past can be a distraction. But we are overcomers because of Christ Jesus. And having overcome those things, and that's why I talk about our experiences and our circumstances, those things that we have been able to get through and overcome because of the grace of God and Christ's sacrifice for us, are what makes us unique and goes along with the gifts and the talents and the abilities that He's given us, as well as the power of the Holy Spirit. So when you take all of those amazing things, you're there to equip other people. And so I know that what we've gone through and what we've experienced are part of the equipping to be able to help a certain select group of people. Mm-hmm. Not everybody. You can cast a really big net and you're going to get all kinds of things in that net. But if you have the right tools, if the right fishing equipment, and you're fishing in the right place, you're going to get the kinds of fish that God wants you to get. So fish in the right places. Know that He's designed you, created you, and allowed you to go through experiences so that you can be of help. Sometimes it's right after you get through a situation, someone will come to you and you're like, oh my gosh, I just went through this thing. I can totally help you with this, right? Mm. So there's purpose in the pain. There's purpose in the mess. Yeah. There's purpose in the situation. And so don't think that because you're going through something that God can't use you. He will use you if you allow Him to, and you keep back to focus on Him, focusing upward and listening to that Holy Spirit moving in your life. That was a gift from the Lord. The Holy Spirit is a gift from the Lord, and you have to practice listening. And so that processing time with the, you know, sometimes it's rearranging spices in the cupboard. Sometimes it's wiping down the counters. Sometimes that's a distraction. Sometimes it's a processing time for you to just get outside of all the other stuff and listen to that still small voice inside of you. And
my husband knows if I'm cleaning, there's something going on. He'll be like, okay, she's power cleaning. What is she processing? What is she?
You're either processing or you're distracted. I mean, for me, it can be either or. Sometimes it can be, I don't want to do something, and so I'll do something else. But a lot of times it's my processing time, right? When you're washing dishes or when you're, I mean, how many of you ladies or people, you get the most downloads from God when you're in the shower? It's like, I've got this great idea and I'm in the shower. Give me a notepad. And I guess there is something that you can write on in the showers. Someone told me about that. So I have to get one of those. But that's where I get my best bits are when I'm washing dishes, or it's like there's a portal in the kitchen and there's a portal in the bathroom. So
Yep. I've had those moments. It's like, oh my goodness, you know, and just take it down. And it's so, so key. Well, I have enjoyed our incredible conversation. And why don't we talk about where can our listeners connect with you further and just get more wisdom? And she does
daily devotional anymore. It used to be daily devotional. I do them once a week. I do it once a week, and we have a couple of other people who do it in the Christian Women Entrepreneurs Network group. And I know it's a really long name, but I had to pick it at the time. God said right now, and that was the only thing that was available. I wanted a really fancy, cool name. They were all taken. And so it is what it is, and it says what it is. And so you'll hear people refer to us as CWEN. It's kind of become a word. The acronym's become a word of its own. So if you hear CWEN, it's CWEN, which stands for Christian Women Entrepreneurs Network. Christian Women Entrepreneurs Network, it's a community for women in ministry, in business, in leadership, in entrepreneurship, to come together and support and encourage one another there. And so you can request to join the Facebook group. It is a private group of over 5,000 women. That's one way that you can connect with me. You can reach out to me, Rebecca at RebeccaGarcia.com. That's my email address. I would love to hear from you. And you can direct message me as well. Just let me know, just write the word focus on any of those, and I'll know who you are and how you came to join me and the community. And I do workshops and intensives and coaching groups on the topic of focus. I wrote a workbook. I made a workbook, created a workbook 10 years ago. It's our 10-year anniversary of the Get Focused workbook, where I take people through a process of how to get focused, take action, and stay focused on the right things. I used to have one here in front of me. I don't have one. Oh, yeah, I do. I have one right here. That's what it looks like.
Awesome. Love that photo on the cover.
So it's in the process of being revamped, revised, a revised edition for our 10th anniversary edition. But if you need to get focused on the right things, if you want to take action and you want to stay focused, please reach out to me. I would love to bless you. I can, if you'll message me, we can set up a time to connect one-on-one. I would love to pray for you and hear about what God's doing in your life.
Yeah, so good. I highly recommend it. Well, we hope you have enjoyed this amazing episode and you've taken lots of notes. You know, go back, listen again, take some notes, share with us in the comments of what your key takeaways were from today and how you're going to take action to get focused, because God has positioned you here on purpose and you are called for this season and this hour. Those around you that you serve, your community, those he's called you to, they need you. And so it's time to, as I said, get out of the boat and let's do the work together. Yeah. We'll see you again next time, everybody.